T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's TPXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. And yes, the Chainsmokers, 5 Seconds of Summer. Coming to Buffalo, the KeyBank Center, October 12th. Tickets on sale in a half hour at LiveNation.com. It's the new song, Who Do You Love? And we got your chance to win free tickets right now. We're going to do something a little different, something new we're going to try that I think we should do on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
Since we do have former intern, current dirtbag Nick in the studio with us every single Friday.
Yep.
And we, of course, highlight a lot of the dirtbag things that you do.
I like to think of myself as like a public servant.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody's got some dirtbag to them, right? And I like to make you feel a little comfortable letting that out.
Well, that's kind of the premise for this. Because you're right. We all have a little dirtbag in us.
Yeah. We're not all complete dirtbags like you, but,
right. I mean, you
but
take
we
it.
Have some dirtbaggery in our past.
I mean, you take it to an extreme level.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
And that's
once you go dirtbag, you never go back.
And that's why we want to start playing a game called Team PXY, Dirtbag Deeds Who Done It. You called, said I was going to screw that up, and I did.
And yes. You did.
Team PXY, Dirtbag Deeds Who Done It.
There you go.
So we are going to reveal a pretty dirtbag move that one of us in this room has pulled in our lifetime, and it is your challenge to guess who is who. Who did it? Who done it?
Who done the dirtbag deed? Was it the obvious dirtbag in the room?
Sure.
Was it dirtbag Nick?
Yeah, Corey.
Was it someone you wouldn't suspect? Corey or I?
I mean, and let's be honest here, you have a 1 in 3 chance. So yeah. The odds aren't that bad. Mm. So for this week, for Team PXY, Dirtbag Deeds Who Done It, which one of us, myself, Corey, Whitney, or Dirtbag Nick, ditched their prom date?
Oof.
Definitely a dirtbag move. I mean, you could definitely envision Nick doing that.
Yeah.
No, totally. Probably. You know, Nick, I could see you going to multiple prom, like having girls ask you to their proms.
Oh, yeah.
And like, then when ditching them at like another school's prom. Like, that's the move.
Like, they would
I
ask,
envision.
They asked him when he was like, he just graduated and they're
yeah.
still juniors.
Yeah.
That's a move you would pull.
I'm
a sophomore in college going back to high school proms.
Yeah, definitely a move you would pull. But who did the dirtbag deed? Was it me, Whitney, or Nick ditching their prom date? Whoever can call in and guess first correctly is going to win tickets to go see Chainsmokers in 5 Seconds of Summer. 222-9800. You got to give us your reasoning, too. It's an important part of it. 222-9800. All right, we got Sandy from Victor on the phone, ready to take part in the inaugural. This is the very first Team PXY Dirtbag Deeds Who Done It. Do you know the rules of the game? Do you understand it?
I do.
All right, so one of us in this room, either myself, Corey, Whitney, or Dirtbag Nick, ditched their prom date. And you have to guess who did it.
I'm going to guess Whitney because I ditched my prom date.
Okay. All right. Sandy says Whitney did the dirtbag deed of ditching her prom date. And Sandy, you are correct.
Yay!
Congratulations. Hooking you up with Chainsmokers and 5 Seconds of Summer tickets for the show on October 12th, KeyBank Center in Buffalo. You got it for free by guessing the dirtbag deed.
Whitney? In my defense.
Oh, here we go, of course.
He was ditch worthy, okay?
Oh, God. Come on.
He kind of ditched me back.
Hey.
What?
I said, I agree. It always seems like the guys do something wrong on prom that force us women to ditch them.
Yeah, I was over it.
Well,
I
Sandy,
danced with my friends.
Sandy, you said you did this. What was the reason you ditched your prom date for?
He started hanging around with guys, and he was just acting like a moron and wasn't making prom fun.
Now, that sounds like me at prom.
Yeah, that sounds like, was it dirtbag, Nick?
Right.
I don't think so. I think I'm a little older than him.
Okay. All right, Sandy, hang on the line 1 sec. We'll grab your info, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Sandy says that her prom date was, quote, acting like a moron. That's why she ditched him. What about you, Whitney? What was the reason for ditching your prom date?
Yeah, he's just... Yeah.
Then why go to prom with him in the first place?
Like,
the
poor guy. He was really hot.
Oh, he was hot. Wow, vain.
And he was a year older, and I just was, you know.
Wait, hold on. Were you a sophomore in high school? Was that your ticket into prom?
No. It was my junior prom.
I know a lot of girls in high school that are not at the age of prom will try
no.
to pair up with a junior.
Just to get
it
the
was,
invite.
It was my prom, and I wanted some, you know, arm candy. But he ended up being kind of a dud. I don't know. He's kind of a jerk.
Like how so? What? You're not giving specifics. We have people guessing, by the way. There's some people that are that think they might know why.
Oh, why? Okay.
In the Club PXY safe text line at 69822. This one said, Whitney, definitely Whitney. I think she caught her date making her a sandwich or after school snack without properly sanitizing. Is that why?
Yeah, maybe. He might have done that too, without my knowledge.
Why you ditched him?
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. He grabbed a cookie off the cookie table at prom and gave it to me without sanitizing.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah,
what did he do? Spill it. He was a jerk.
He was kind of like the cocky douche type, you know, and like, I don't know. I was just kind of like, eh.
So you used him to walk in. I'm not done.
He used me too. I'm still finishing my sentence.
Junior
prom. Okay, go.
You used him.
No, wait.
So he was a sophomore then? Getting his ticket
He was
in?
A senior.
So he's going to prom anyways, right?
No, it was my grade's prom.
You had two different proms?
Yeah, we had senior ball, junior prom.
Oh, geez. This is getting confused.
Yeah.
But you used him because you wanted to walk into prom with a hot-looking dude. And you're like, all right, cool, see ya.
Yeah, but he was also kind of, I think, using me to get into the party. Like, you know, a bunch of his people from his grade were going. And so it was, you know what it was?
Just own your dirtbag move. We just own it.
It was a mutually beneficial arrangement. Like, much like a sugar daddy, sugar baby scenario. Mutually beneficial.
Oh, which is also a dirtbag move.
Yeah, seriously. God.
Well, I didn't do that. So.
By the way, I'm not surprised that anyone picked either you or I, Nick.
Yeah. We're just not the kind of people that get the opportunity to ditch somebody.
Yeah, we're not the type. We're not the type that ditches. We are the type that get ditched.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.